Moncrief on News Talk.
It's not just large organisations that are vulnerable to cyber attacks. Small businesses can come in for it too, but many don't have a plan to deal with such an eventuality. Dr. Hazel Murray is chair of cybersecurity at Munster Technological University, where they've just completed a major study on this. Good afternoon, Hazel.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So what was it? What was it you were setting to find out?
So the goal was to see what the resilience levels of Irish small businesses are to cyber attack.
And what did you find?
We found that almost 80% of small businesses don't have basic supports in place to withstand any sort of cyber attack.
And and by a small business, what's your definition for a small business?
So it actually varies. So we've got micro enterprises are 10 or less employees, and then small is 10 to 50, and then medium is 50 to 250. So even though we're calling them medium, they are quite big. So what we actually found is that the micro, so the less than 10, were the least resilient, the small were slightly more resilient, and then the medium were slightly more resilient, as you'd maybe expect. With more employees, you have more scope.
Yeah, because, I suppose they would assume, and most people would assume, that if you're, you know, if you're a cyber attacker, you want to go after a big fish who can pay you a lot of money and that kind of thing. Whereas if it's just somebody who's has a coffee shop or something of that nature, they won't have that much money to give you. So why would they go after a small business in the first place?
Yeah, so I guess the thing is, the bigger businesses also have teams of cybersecurity experts to help protect against cyber attacks. Whereas a small business, like a local hairdresser, doesn't have a cybersecurity specialist in-house. Mm. But they might be willing to pay €5,000 to get their systems back online. I mean, when you think of small businesses, like now you make an appointment to go to the hairdresser, you make it online through their website. If they lose access or the ability to take payment or take like bookings through their website, they'd probably be willing to pay not the massive, huge millions that you see a large organization paying, but still a significant amount that if an attacker just needs to like go through lots of different small organizations, they can still make huge profits.
And so describe to us what exactly that means, a cyber attack. What will happen, you know, if you're running, let's use the hairdresser example, you come in and is it you're locked out of your computers? What doesn't work all of a sudden?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, they're actually a lot less sophisticated than we think when we hear the word cyber attack. Like if you think about, you've got your website that you've got all your products, let's say, for sale on and all your booking information. You log into that website using an email address and a password. Or even if you just think like you're keeping your records of all your previous clients, maybe, and you're storing them in some like, I don't know, Google Drive or like something like that. You've got an email and password. If anyone, all they need to do is guess what that email and password is, and they get access to everything you have access to. And that means they can delete everything, they can change the password and lock you out. And if you've got a website and they've got, like, guess the email and password for the website, then they can change the content of the website. We had an awful case of one business where they'd spent a year building up their brand and their website, and like we were really proud of it, and then someone took it and then started redirecting it to inappropriate adult content. And they kept their brand, they kept their name on the website, but suddenly every time you tried to click on a link, it brought you to some videos that maybe weren't, they didn't really want associated with their business.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of things like that, and that's when people are willing, and businesses often are willing, to pay those ransoms, because it is just, I'll give you back your website or I'll give you back your files if you pay this small amount of money.
Yeah, and in that example you gave us then, were they contacted by someone to say, give us a certain amount of money and people won't be seeing porn anymore?
So on that occasion, actually, the value for the attackers was actually redirecting to the porn website. So they didn't ask for payment to take it down, which also meant that person didn't know who to contact in order to say, please stop doing this. I'll give you money. So actually, it wasn't even an option for that person, and they had to just stop using that brand and then rebuild their business with a different name. But usually they'd reach out and they'd say, we'll stop doing this if you ... and don't notify the authorities and don't do this, and then we'll give you back access.
So in most cases, or in many cases, is it simply about just having, you know, don't have password 123 as your password, or the name of your shop as the password?
I mean, that's a good step. The best thing actually you can do is have a backup. So a lot of the time it's actually loss of access to like all the information you need to run your business. Like if you have a list of clients that you've been working with and you need to know their addresses, their email addresses, their contact details, what orders are currently in place, having some sort of information backup for all of that means that if someone goes in and takes over your website and like removes all the data or you lose access to it, you've at least got a backup of it. And then if you're resetting up your website in another place, at least you still have all the information that you need, and you're just kind of plug and playing, ready to go the next day as needed. And you can kind of say, okay, that's a shame, but at least I haven't lost all my data. So yeah, we kind of say there's three things you can do. The first thing is, like you kind of said with the passwords, making sure you've multi-factor authentication set up. I know people are so fed up of hearing use multi-factor authentication, you know, like a text to your phone or something like that, or to an app, but it really does work. Like for, I think there was a study that showed that anyone that has, like, let's say so many people use like Microsoft 365 or like Google Drive for all their work documents. But what you don't really realize is if someone guesses the password to that account, they can just delete all your documents. And those companies have an obligation under GDPR that if the person asks for them to be deleted, they're really deleted. So you can't get them back. So having like two-factor authentication set up will actually save like attacks like that in 99% of cases.
Do you have any sense of how common these attacks are?
So they're severely underreported, but we do know that like the Irish economy loses 9.8 billion a year to cybercrime. But it's so hard to know with small businesses. We know from like talking to small businesses and hearing these stories, and most small businesses we talk to have experienced some form of this, but because a lot of the time it is better for them just to pay the ransom and then have it go away, it means that there's such a problem with not reporting this. And there's also reputational damage. People think that if they report it, suddenly it's public. And they might actually lose a reputation worse than just suffering the attack. So we don't have good statistics on like how many Irish businesses have actually paid ransoms. But we do have indications. So we know that the average ransom payment is about €20,000.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not going to try and guess the statistic off the top of my head.
But even still, if you're a small business and you have to shell out 20 grand just to stay in business, that's going to make it more difficult to stay in business, I would have thought. Hazel, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Hazel Murray, Chair of Cybersecurity at Munster Technological University. So, you know, next time you get your takeaway and they go, you have to jump through all these hoops, that's the reason why they're doing it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.